Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And we are continuing Share-a-thon 2024. And now it is time for a little update with our friend, Pastor Jeffrey Neart. Dr. Jeffrey Neart with LCMS Prison Ministry for the Southern Illinois District. Pastor Neart, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Well, thank you for having me, and good to be with both you and Sarah.
Well, we talked not too long ago about the Prison Ministry Conference, and that took place just earlier this week. Can you give us an update on what happened at the conference, what you learned, and what people gained from attending the conference?
Absolutely. It was well received. We had over 15 districts all over the United States come in for this prison conference, and we had a lot of people sharing the resources that are available that's in the LCMS that made a great opportunity for people to say, wow, I did not know all this is available for prison ministry. And we thank all those who have been a part of helping us do that. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to call, because I wanted to thank KFUO, because KFUO did an interview with me, and a lot of people heard that information, and there was a great response to that. KFUO does so much for prison ministry. I even have men and women who listen to it on the radio in Greenville, Illinois, who are incarcerated, and they tell me that is a very great support for them in their time of incarceration, because they know the love of Jesus Christ is proclaimed through KFUO all the time.
Yeah, that's so great to hear that the conference was well received. Tell us more about how KFUO has been helpful to you and to those that you serve.
Well, anytime we've had an event, and this is the sixth actual synod-wide prison conference we've had, this is the first time we had people like Lutheran Heritage Foundation, Lutheran Women's Missionary League, Lutheran LWML, and Lutheran Our Ministries and CPH all be a part of sponsoring this. And we were able to utilize that time to share the good news of Jesus Christ and the resources that they have. And the people who came to that prison conference were able to go back now to their district and say, look what prison ministry can be. And even if you don't have a prison in your district, you can do prison ministry by helping Lutheran Braille workers produce large print font material that's being shipped into the prisons for free because people have a vision impairment.
Well, I'm so glad that we were able to help you get the word out about that conference. And thanks for sharing with us that that inmates are able to hear the good news of Christ through KFUO. We're so thankful that you shared that. I did not realize that we were able to reach them. So thanks be to God for that, that they can hear the good news of Christ. Think of all the Bible studies and maybe even once in a while, a little smile from the Coffee Hour as well.
Absolutely. And as part of the thank you, I'd like to make a donation of $100. And I would like to challenge, now I'm not going to match, but I'd just like to challenge anyone that's been involved in or been benefited from someone who has been incarcerated and has received help from prison ministry in a way of guiding them in their time of incarceration, any connection at all with prison ministry, to be aware that they can support KFUO too. I'm going to give $100 for KFUO, and I would like anyone else to match that. Now, I'm not going to match it, but I'd like for them to match it. I understand you have somebody already matching whatever's given. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. So it'll double your dollars. So your $100 will actually be $200 through the matching gift fund. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Thanks for making that challenge and for making that contribution, making that gift. And final word as we wrap up our time together this morning here on the Coffee Hour.
Yes. Prison ministry is a ministry where you're not looking at growing your church by people coming, because when they get incarcerated, they're going to probably go someplace else generally. It's a mercy work. It's giving the good news of Jesus Christ, not expecting you personally to receive it, but it's about building not a castle, it's about building a kingdom. And the one thing that I always tell people is when you go into prison ministry or you send a card or a letter, you're just looking for at least one more person who may have forgotten or who've never heard that Jesus Christ died for their sins and has wanted to give them the promise of eternal life, to have true freedom that only comes in knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank you very much for all you do for Prison Ministry KFUO.
Well, thank you, Pastor Nerd. If you'll stay on the line, I'll get you connected with Jenny. She'll help you out with making that gift here if you want to stay on the line with us this morning. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Pastor Nerd. Our guest today, Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Nerd, pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville, Illinois, and prison ministry coordinator for the LCMS Southern Illinois District. Thanks for being our guest during Share-a-thon today.
Thank you for allowing me to give a thank you to you.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.